We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're on the Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn on Ralph Avenue, the speed limit's 25. Don't go 36. Because if you go 36, they're going to send home a speeding ticket, which is BS that I just found out I got. 36 and a 25 on Eastern Parkway on Ralph Avenue.
It's a neighborhood, Evan.
Come on.
No, I have to say, you're going 11 miles over the speed limit in a residential section of Brooklyn?
It wasn't residential.
Residential?
Oh, I don't believe it.
That's right near PS 43. Of course.
Is that true?
You can't. I mean, who are you to drive 36 on a residential street in Brooklyn? What do they have? One of those camera?
Yeah.
Cameras at the lights?
Yeah, with the evidence.
How much is the ticket?
I don't know that part yet.
So the lawyer on Twitter now is apologizing to me.
Oh, really?
So should I just let it go and say problem settled? He took a personal shot in the middle of all this.
A personal shot at you?
Yeah, about me getting in trouble in the past and all that.
Oh, come on. Why would you do that?
So, whatever. I'm a big boy. So, I'm going to say, there you go. Problem settled. Have a good weekend.
All right, good.
All right.
So, what's the lesson out of all of this, kids? If you confront people on Twitter, the odds are it'll end well and you become friends.
Lesson learned, though. Don't be aggressively douchey on Twitter.
Weren't you aggressively douchey, too, though?
No, I was not.
You called the guy a bad lawyer.
Yeah. Well, because he came at me strong. That's all.
Okay.
He came at me strong for no reason.
All right.
There you go. Have a great day. All right, there you go. All right, see? Today's one of those days. Everything just works out today. Right? Big Mac, what kind of cookie you got over there? Did you go cookies and cream?
I think it's the chocolate.
No, peanut butter chocolate.
Was that peanut butter chips
in
there?
Yeah, you went with the peanut butter chocolate.
That's okay.
Interesting you took the one that there was only one of.
By the time the box got to me, there was only one
of. Hold on a second. You took the peanut butter chocolate?
I suppose so.
I really wanted that one. I paid for the freaking box. You could have at least offered me a quarter of it or something.
It seems like you have a cookie right in front of you.
I do. I was going to have two of the cookies, yeah.
Well, then why didn't you take both at that time?
Because I wanted to take this one first. Because the way I do it is
take both at the same time and eat that one first.
No, I wouldn't take both at the same time.
Why not?
Because I wanted to give you the opportunity to have half of
that. Oh, you wanted to give me the opportunity to take a cookie that you didn't want me to take so you could yell at me.
No, for you to say, hey, I'll take half. Does anyone want this, or I'll take the whole thing?
I ripped it in half and have only touched the first half. So, by all means.
Bring it in. Thanks.
You're wrong on this one.
How am I wrong?
You're wrong on this one.
No, am I wrong?
Eat that cookie. Don't come in here with that cookie.
I'm going to give him half. He wants half.
He's busting your balls just to bust your balls.
No, I know that, and he's lost.
He's wrong. He's lost.
How am I wrong? Maybe I am. How am I wrong?
You eat that cookie, Big Mac. Don't give him half that cookie. He wanted that cookie as an adult. He would have taken
the cookie.
I wanted half.
Wait, there were nine cookies. You expected me to take all the cookies I wanted at the same time?
There were not nine cookies. I mean, that's straight.
Oh, there were six cookies.
There was right. So relax over there, Tiger.
Okay.
I mean, what, were we sharing cookies like with children?
You can't say you wanted me to have an opportunity to take a cookie and then yell at me for the cookie I took.
No, I said
don't engage
an opportunity to offer, hey, there's only one of these. Does anyone want a piece?
No, don't. Don't engage him. Just eat the cookie.
You think I'm not wrong?
Yes.
Tell me why.
You're out of line.
Tell me why or no?
Because you do it just to do it.
You think
Yes.
Since you're the captain of doing things just to do it,
you're out of line.
He sensed the pounding on Chris. And he was like, oh, this is one of those opportunities where we'll both get on him for having cookies. So I'll say something that's probably not that true, but still be good. And then Craig will jump on it, but Craig went the other way.
He misjudged
now you don't know what to do. Now you're all by yourself and you don't know what to do.
You know what the truth is? The truth
is
No, I'm going to tell you the truth. There were six cookies, okay? There were three. What is the one I'm eating right now?
I'm going to take this
cookie cream or something.
We're trying to get listeners.
Yeah.
All right, so can we... I'll walk you through it off the air.
Yeah, tell me.
I'll help you off the air. All right. Daniel Jones may be done. The Yankees haven't signed anybody.
Give me the piece of the cookie right now, by the way.
And we have the blame poll 1 hour away. Austin's in Northport. Austin, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Greg? Look, I got a lot of problems with what the Yankees are doing right now.
What are they doing?
We said that we needed a center fielder, a first baseman, and a shortstop. And the reality is that pretty much the top three options across the board, except for shortstop, have already signed. And when are we going to start making a move? George Steinbrenner is like turning around.
I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the George Steinbrenner thing. But right. Not that you're wrong. Well, I'm just tired of it. Let me ask you a question, okay, if I may.
Yeah.
And this is just a total fantasy, but just for the sake of living in fantasy land with you, let me just put it out there, okay? The New York Yankees start the season with Carlos Correa at shortstop, either Anthony Rizzo or Freddie Freeman at first base, and they bring in some other nondescript, players that, don't mean a whole heck of a lot to you on a piece of paper. Would you say they had a bad offseason or a good one?
I mean, I would say they'd have a good offseason.
All right, here's why I bring up that fantasy. And I recognize today it is a fantasy. That can still happen. And while everyone is being critical of the Yankees' failure to do anything prior to the lockout, the lockout wasn't a deadline to have your 2022 rosters set in stone. The Red Sox did nothing. The Dodgers did nothing, and on and on and on. Part of being in New York is that when the other team does something as big as the Mets did, it then turns that magnifying glass back on the team that didn't do anything. And that could go both ways, right? So unless someone tells me, and I missed it, that the current Yankee roster is the finished roster for 22, I'm not being critical of them. Because they might wake up on February 19th with Carlos Correa as their shortstop. And then what are you going to say? Ooh, they did it again. They always do it. How many consecutive years, Evan, has this team been 500 or better?
Every year since 92.
Every year. So for essentially 30 consecutive years, this team has been good. Not great, maybe, but good.
Well, that's the bar. The bar is very good, not good.
So before we decide to dump on the Steinbrenners and dump on Cashman and dump on whomever you want to dump on, the Yankees, more than any other franchise in this town, deserve the benefit of the doubt. Now, if they do go to opening day this year and it's the same old, they will deservedly be hammered. But I'm going to give them the pass until we get to that stage because they deserve it. That's all. I truly believe Correa is going to be a Yankee. In my heart of hearts, I believe that's going to happen.
And Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman a little less, but yes. I think they're getting them both. How about that? Now, I do wonder why, and I'd love to ask Brian Cashman this one day. We will, whenever we can have him on again post-lockout. And that is the money that the Mets gave Marte was, it seemed like, for whatever the marketplace was, a pretty reasonable contract.
Right.
4 years, 78, I think, right? So $19 million a year. Am I right in the math there? 19 and a half, whatever it is, right?
You're in the ballpark.
I'd love to know why the Yankees didn't find that in the ballpark of what they were willing to do. That's a fair question.
Probably because they have a budget.
Maybe.
And that's, I think, the thing that's worrying Yankee fans. What is that budget? But here's the problem now with Yankee fans talking about this. We're in a freeze. Like, nothing's going to happen today or tomorrow or next week or a month from now. So I understand you wanted some action before the lockout. You wanted something to make you feel good about this long wait. But now we're involved in a long wait. Like, Brian Cashman can't do anything tomorrow.
Right, but nobody can.
Nobody can.
It sucks. And if you're a Yankee fan, I get it because it sucks a little more this year because the Mets got Scherzer and Marte.
It sucks a little more because, the Mets made moves. You're right about the AL East. It was a very good analysis. The Red Sox haven't done all that much. The Rays, again, are kind of pulling pieces away.
Corey Kluber's a Ray.
Right.
Oh, my God. We can't win the division.
They traded away one of their better players in Joey Wendell. And the Blue Jays, I'm not convinced, got better, even though they sound Kevin Gausman. But now there's this sense of, when this lockout ends, what are we going to do? And I think there are a lot of Yankee fans who don't believe what you're saying in terms of they're going to spend on Carlos.
But here's the deal. If they don't, they will be criticized.
Okay.
But I'm not going to criticize them today. Like, I'll give you an example. I think criticism of the Mets would have been fair if they didn't sign anybody, because historically they didn't. And you have a guy who has the ability to do it. So I think that would have been a fairer criticism if they didn't. I don't think it's fair today to say the Yankees don't know what they're doing or they're not willing to do this, because you just don't know yet. And all they've ever done for 30 years consecutively is put a winning product on the field. So if we wake up on April 1st or March 30th, whatever it is, and the New York Yankees don't have a legitimate stud, whether it's Story or Correa at shortstop, if they haven't improved the catcher position, if we don't have a new third or fourth outfielder, if we don't have a legitimate star at first base, they are going to get buried, and they know it. And you know how it's going to be taken out on them? People won't go. That's it. Simple, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it is simple. We can complicate a cookie if we want to, but sometimes sports ain't that difficult, right?
Yeah.
How was your cookie?
I've only had like 4 bites. It's good, though.
Were you saving the other 4 bites for the one he had?
Yes. Keeping some room in my
stomach. All gone.
All gone.
All gone.
Nice. Here's Mike in Queens. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, say, Craig, Evan, big fan. Big fan of the station and the show. Switch gears, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But a couple of things. Huge Yankee fan, Giant fan, big sports fan. I'm going to UBS Arena tonight.
You're going to have a wonderful experience
there. St. John's against Kansas. That's going to be very interesting tonight, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think I'm going to get an Uber instead of worrying about that parking.
That's a smart idea. That's the best idea you
can
have.
For 20 bucks, I know a place you can park right across the street.
Oh, here we go.
I know the area very well, so okay. I'm good there.
All right, I mean, I get nothing out of it.
You brought up something. If you want to discuss it kind of sparked my thinking when you said something a little while ago about a picture of you and your niece.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what you're talking about. And I have a 13-year-old daughter. I'm actually driving on the LIE right now.
All right, be careful
on the way home.
Be careful.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
And don't
I'm
speed, not, because they'll take pictures and send it to you.
And I have 4 nieces between the ages of 15 and 25. So I don't even know what you were talking about when you said that. Did somebody say bad things?
Oh, no. Listen, I have a daughter as well. I have a 21-year-old daughter. So, you know, because of the anonymity of social media, you know, you put a picture up there and you'd think it's just an innocent picture, and people will respond in a disgusting manner because they think they're being funny. Right, whatever. Like, no one else saw it. You know, I saw it because I'm the one that posted it. That's all.
Don't check mentions anymore.
Yeah, it's like I told you, Twitter's dead to me. Yeah, I'm only using Twitter now for how it could possibly help the show. Fighting with lawyers.
I was going to say.
You know, wearing a wool hat in studio because one guy doesn't like when I do it. Yeah, that's all. That's all. Promoting things that are coming up. Putting pictures of the Belt Parkway at 11 o'clock at night last night. Yeah. You know what I was shocked by?
Hold on a second. You took a picture and tweeted while driving?
Nobody called me on that.
I just did.
Well, thanks, partner. Yeah, last night, nobody called me on that. But I wasn't moving. Therefore, ergo, not a problem.
Didn't break any laws.
You could see all the brake lights on in front of me, Evan.
Okay.
Ain't nobody moving.
How long did it take you to get home?
What time did we leave?
We left at about
10 what?
10:15-ish.
So it took me, I guess, $1.45 from when I got in the car.
Oh.
But don't forget, you and I sat in the parking lot for 25 minutes.
We did for 25 minutes. And you live further than where I live.
Yeah.
I had a quick ride.
Once I got out of the parking lot, the only traffic I had the whole way home, and I live in Jersey, was the Belt Parkway construction. Like, the Verrazano was clean.
Yeah, you flew.
You know, Gotham's Outer Bridge clean. Yeah.
Like, I took Cross Island to the Throgs Neck. I had no issue.
Yeah.
Flew.
As it should be.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock at night on a Thursday night. It was like a Friday going to the Hamptons.
You know what I was so curious about? We never got to experience it. The Islanders lost. They did get a point last night, but they lost. When you would leave Nassau Coliseum back in the day, and by back in the day, I mean a few months ago, people would honk like crazy. Let's go, Islanders.
Yeah, there's a sign that says no honking.
I know, which is a joke.
Because there's a neighborhood there,
I understand it, and I do respect it, okay? With that said, if they would have won the first ever victory at UBS Arena, don't you think everyone would have ignored Sans' sign and just barked like a maniac?
Yes. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I miss that. I wish that happened.
I miss hearing Metallica and Motley Crue at a hockey game.
Okay, go to a concert then. Don't go to a hockey game Long Island.
If I wanted to go to a rave, I would have gone to a house music club. I thought I was at a hockey game. Yeah.
So you want a hockey game to play, you know, 70-year-old rock stars?
No,
that's what you want?
I don't mind some house music. But there was no rock music last night.
No, I know. Craig wants the audience to be geared to 65-year-old men.
No.
I respect that.
I respect that. I didn't say you got to play Smashing Pumpkins, but give me something. You could even give me old school Nickelback. I would have accepted it. But I got no rock music last night.
NHL games, NBA games, baseball games, they market to who's there. Like, you know where you hear that music? At a baseball game. Because they know most of the audience is 60-year-old men.
Dude, last night.
Am I wrong?
That's a young, middle-aged white crowd. They young want rock
crowd.
Music.
Young crowd.
Young crowd.
Young
okay,
crowd.
Okay.
Mid-20s.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because the 25-year-olds can afford tickets to UBS.
In the suites, you're right. But in the upper bowl? Did you look around at the arena?
I toured the building.
Yeah, and what'd you come up with?
That we should play more rock music.
No, you didn't see 28-year-old kids there?
That's all I wanted.
You know what Craig did? He looked around the suite and said, oh, bunch of rich old guys.
Like a lot of rich old white people here.
That must be the entire arena.
Better be playing some Metallica in between periods or something. I did guess right where the puck was hidden on the digital board between the hockey masks.
No, you did. I saw that. Good job.
Yeah,
by you.
I don't know what I win, but I won that. Yeah. Then I thought I might be gambling, so I was like, damn it, I can't win.
No, that's true.
But yeah, like, can you get me in touch with the folks at the Islanders? They're great people. I enjoy them a great deal. And they were nice enough to come by and say hi and all that. I just think the game day experience should have rock music.
Don't bully them into making the game day experience
worse. I'm not bullying them. I'm not going back for a while.
Exactly. So why are you pushing them to play music you like?
Because I know the audience. The audience wants some rock music. Yeah! Yeah! That's what we want.
What does the audience want tonight in Brooklyn?
Well, you said Kevin Durant's picking all the music.
No, I know. So KD's picking the music tonight, but on a normal basketball evening.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, the Knicks are playing. What should be played?
Okay, good question. I think for Brooklyn, I think you want a little Black Sheep. I think you want a little old school, maybe 50 Cent. Obviously, Jay-Z, it's his building. I don't know if he still owns a part of it, but whatever. And he's there a lot, right? You want that. Maybe a little Tevin Campbell. Can we talk for a minute? Yeah. And every once in a while,
You know what? I think we have a new job for you.
Yeah.
Coordinator of stadium sound.
Arena music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the other day, I was at the Suns Nets game, and they had a young female DJ came out. None of the songs she played jived into one another, but she was enjoying herself, dancing to it. You know? Yeah, maybe play a little Wu-Tang. Staten Island, represent. 36 Chambers, let's go! Whatever.
You know who's doing halftime tonight in Brooklyn?
Let me guess. Fat old people dancing.
No.
They're not doing that anymore? No,
well,
that was the best.
They did that for a while.
Yeah. Fat old people dancing with no shirts on, that was the bomb. Who's doing halftime?
Lil' Kim.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Lil' Kim. Yeah.
Right. What are you aing about?
She's going to lip sync. Yeah. I mean, like you talk about a middle-aged audience, Evan. Name the last hit Lil' Kim had.
It's not a middle-aged audience.
Tell me the decade that Lil' Kim was relevant. Now, if that's what Kevin Durant asked for.
I think it is,
because
actually.
It's Kevin Durant music night, then that's his request.
Yeah.
But you just went on a diatribe about I'm out of touch because I see middle-aged people wanting rock music. Just tell me the last decade Lil' Kim was relevant in.
I don't know who.
I'll sit over here. I'm gonna wait.
I honestly have to Google it.
Yeah, go ahead, Google it. Tell me the last song Lil' Kim had that anybody wanted to listen to.
Lil' Kim's got my birthday. How about that? We share the same birthday. That's cool.
Yeah, of course, hers was 20 years before yours. But go ahead.
It was only 10 years before me.
Go ahead. What decade was it?
Like, what am I looking at?
Yeah, it's starting in the 90s. And get back to me.
2017, she had Girls Cruise and Nine or whatever that is.
Okay.
Yeah. That looks like something.
But, you know, if you
took us a break.
Yeah. If you looked at Kevin Durant's hairline, you might expect middle-aged old R&B music.
Don't attack my guy's hairline.
What's he got? Temptations coming out playing tonight? Jackie Wilson playing tonight?
Shut up.
Lonely Teardrops? Huh? No? Maybe a little Sam Cooke?
I hate you.
Is that what you got? No?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Neil Diamond's a baseball game.
No, not a hockey
Neil
game.
Diamond's at every Ranger game. Everyone knows that.
No,
I know. Every Boston Red Sox game.
Man. I know.
Yeah, but no, Neil Diamond is out. He's out.
Completely?
Oh, yeah. You know the big debate, of course, of the Neil Diamond song. Is it or bum, 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 or oh.
Yeah.
Which do you think it is?
I think it's
Incorrect, sir.
What do you mean, incorrect?
It's not right. Bum, bum, bum.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, by the way, I even had the Mets played all the time too. Just
do
so
that.
You know,
all right, the guy who wrote it confirmed that for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You spoke to the writer?
Yes. Bum bum bum, or the composer, whatever the guy, whatever you call those
right.
Musically gifted people.
It wasn't Neil Diamond.
It was not Neil Diamond. No, the guy that composed it for him called in once and said, "I want to confirm it's bum bum bum."
Did you confirm it was really the writer?
Oh yeah. Or the composer,
Like,
said he was.
He claimed he was, so that was enough evidence for me.
Yeah, he did sound a lot like Itzhak Perlman when he called back a few hours later, but no, it was the actual guy. He was an old guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I've been wanting to tell this story for years. He goes, I'm a big Ranger. But hold on. Let me get in character.
Sure, of course.
I'm just characters. All right. He was like, I just wanted to let you know. I've been going to the Garden for years. I composed that song for Neil Diamond. And every time I hear the Garden faithful going, don't, no, I'm saying out loud, no. It's boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
It sounded just like that.
It was written for a trumpet, Craig. And that's why it couldn't possibly be no. It's boom, boom, boom. Yeah. So I believe them.
What did you think going into that discussion?
I was on the right. Boomer was on the wrong. Because you're a bougie boomer. It's doubt, oh. Now, it's bump, bump, bump.
Bump, bump, bump.
So get it right. That's one of the most hotly debated song lines in the history of music.
I can't stand the song. It's just so overplayed.
It's a classic,
so
except
much.
It's played too much.
Well, okay. Yeah. So you agree with my premise here.
Yeah, it's a great song if you didn't hear it
as
often.
Well, I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
That's
it's like hearing Into Club by 50 Cent. Great beat, great song, okay, can you not play it again?
Right.
Please?
I got you.
Pretty please? Right?
My lips are chapped too, by the way. Do you have an extra lip?
No, you don't share lip chapstick with anybody.
I didn't ask to share. Yeah. I said, do you have an extra
one? Like an extra brand new one?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, that's all I asked.
Sorry, Bob.
Thank you.
That's all I was asking.
All right.
Cool. You was extra chapstick laying around.
Well, wait, I assumed if you have chapstick, you must have chappy lips.
Well, okay? Part of my Tourette's, my tick is licking my lips a lot in the winter.
I understand
And
that.
My lips are killing me.
Right. So based on all that, I assume, oh, he's probably got like a whole package back in his office.
Yeah, I might.
But you said you don't.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't have any new chapsticks laying around.
That's what I was asking.
But if you want, I can give the Moon Expert $5 to go down to the pharmacy and get you one.
I would do that. Not
I'm happy to do that for you.
No, you don't have to do that for me.
All right, there you go. Here's, by the way, this just in. The Giants refused to announce what the injury is to Danny Jones' neck. And by not saying what it is, and I want to be clear, it's not that we have this inalienable right to know it, but in the world of pro sports, you do.
We want to know.
You do find everything out. What's the problem with that is by not announcing what the injury is, other than just saying he has a neck injury, he's not cleared for contact, it allows these other rumors to swirl. Well, I'm not talking about, you know, John Mara's contractor.
The carpenter
or
rumor?
Or carpenter, who, by the way, has been dead on right thus far.
So far.
It's just that when you hide things, you allow rumors to grow and to swirl. And that's what's happening right now.
The reason the out for the year rumor is strolling or rolling or developing is that when Joe Judge was asked, is it possible he's out for the year, he left open the possibility.
Yeah, that is true, too. I should have. That's a fair.
So it's not as if the Giants are saying, no. It's week to week. We feel good. We're optimistic he's going to play again.
Yeah.
They're giving you the, hey, look. We don't know. And I think that also shows you the nature of a neck injury.
So, but here's what's interesting about that line of questioning. And I apologize. I should have mentioned that. You're dead on right. That's why,
part of why
it's
I'm here,
circling.
Craig.
So the reporters that asked Joe Judge about that, as Evan just pointed out, is this an injury that could keep him out for the year? And Joe Judge didn't lie to you and say, no, it's a week to week. You know, it's just this week. He, I guess, gave you an honest answer, which was,
I think so.
It could be. We don't know if it's not. Now, here's what's crazy about that question. That question did come directly from this story about John Mara's carpenter. That's the source of that. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Like, the reporters have... So, just real quick. Some guy claims he's John Mara's carpenter or talked to John Mara's carpenter. And this was before
we found out
that Jones was out.
I don't know if it's John Mara's carpenter. I think it's a guy on Twitter who I think follows us.
Fair enough.
So, maybe he's listening right now. Who said, I heard from my carpenter who knows John Mara.
Okay.
So that he's out for the year.
So, all right. So it's like 5 degrees away from actually Danny Jones or John Mara.
Right.
But that's where this started. Someone on Twitter saw it, passed it along. The Giant B reporters eventually got to it. And no one thought anything about it until they announced he was out. Because remember, this whole week, every time Danny Jones met the media, he acted like I'm playing on Sunday.
Right.
He never gave you any indication that he wasn't okay. So there's this, you know, story out there about the John Mara carpenter thing, whatever it is. And now all of a sudden, the Giants announce he's out. So the reporters aren't stupid. They're like, maybe someone knows something.
Sure, why not?
Right? Like, certainly the got people in Danny Jones' life would know. People in John Mara's life would know, et cetera, et cetera. So just on a whim, a guy goes, any shot he's out for the year? Because maybe you get a story out of it. And the answer from Joe Judge is a story because the answer was he might be.
Well, what do you think the truth is? Like, what do you think the Giants know and don't know or sharing with us or not sharing with us?
The actual injury to his neck, which concerns me just as a human being that he's got.
But don't you think
that he needs like some kind of like neck surgery?
Don't you think it's actually that they've been honest that they don't know and that's the concerning part?
I
that
think they know now.
Well, but they know he's not healthy. No. They know there's something wrong with his neck.
Well, I think they know exactly what it is because the doctor saying we're not clearing him for contact is because the doctor knows what the injury is, meaning that contact in an NFL-level game could cause maybe irreparable damage.
So do you think they know he's out for the year?
They may not know that yet, because how does a guy recover from an injury?
Right.
You know,
right.
Your body's different than mine, et cetera. I think it's on the table, though. Yeah.
Oh, of course it's on the table. Look, we're dealing with a neck injury.
Yeah.
And we're not dealing with some kind of minor thing.
Now,
it's
remember,
a serious
you know, like,
thing.
Peyton Manning played with bad neck injuries and ultimately had multiple surgeries and right. You know, may have cost him his career at some point, right? So I think at this point, right now, in the moment, the Giants 100% know what the injury is. They don't 100% know if it's a lock to keep him out for the year.
I don't know
why. I think
why.
That's probably fair.
I have no idea why. Every time I look at you right now, I think I'm talking to Joe Judge. I don't know why. Maybe it's the hat.
Because it's the hat. Right
is that it?
Right there. Right there. That's her neck right there. Your neck is right there underneath your jawline. That's your neck right there.
I can't be the only one that thinks this. I feel like I'm sitting next
I
to
like
Joe
Judge. I like
this
hat,
right
by
now.
The way.
It's a hot hat.
This is a good hat.
It's a nice hat.
This was courtesy of the Islanders last night. John Ledecky, who's just the greatest guy in the world.
By the way, I got nothing from the Islanders. And I'm an actual Islander
excuse
fan.
You, Mr. Generosity over here, what did I give you?
Oh, no, you got me something. You're
I
all
gave
your
you
family.
A hat. No, I did.
You
I
gave
was,
me a hat.
I gave you that black hat?
Oh, you gave me the ugliest hat ever. What mean, was that?
Well, you're so
No,
special.
I appreciate that you gave me that
now
hat.
Now I appreciate getting the ugliest hat ever.
I thank you. I gave it away already. But thank you very much for that.
I gave you a hat.
It was very nice.
I was given a gift basket last night, and I gave it out to
everybody. I appreciate that. My point is I didn't get anything from the Islanders.
Why would you?
Because I'm an Islander fan?
And?
Why would you get anything from
because
the
Islanders? Because I was there.
So was I.
And?
That's my question.
Yeah, I'm special.
Like, I'm not even mad about it. I'm more just asking. It's
yeah.
kind of odd.
You've already been there.
I didn't get any gift package from the Islanders.
Well, that's on you.
Nor do
me.
I want one.
Well, you want one. Clearly, you're gunning for one
now. I think
now.
It's more. No, it's not. You know what? Let me clarify. It's not that I didn't get an Islander gift package. It's not that. It's that you got an Islander gift package.
That's right.
I think that's the bigger
because
question.
Because I have a relationship with the owner. Duh.
Oh, okay.
I've told you that in the past. John Ledecky and I, we together in unison revealed the brand new jerseys the Islanders are going to wear when they were going to play that season in Brooklyn.
Is there any owner in this town you don't have a relationship with? Sigh.
Well, Steve Cohen, I don't.
Steve Cohen and Joseph Sigh.
And Joseph Sigh I've never met.
Right. Yeah. Those two. Outside of that.
I do not have a relationship. Not that it's bad. I've never met either man.
Okay.
No. But I have a... Well, I don't think John Mara's currently speaking to me, most likely.
But in the past, you've had a
but
relationship.
I had a great relationship with the Tisch family.
Oh, nice.
Very, very generous people. And very close with Stephen Tisch, I would
nice.
Say.
Good for you.
Yes. There was a thought maybe. So, you know how I met Stephen Tisch?
No.
I met him by falling into his wife's lap.
That's not awkward at all. May I ask how you fell? Accidentally.
That's how Cal Ripken met Kevin Costner.
Yeah, very close, by the way. It's a very awkward thing. So do you remember the last opening day at Shea?
Yes.
Dave Patterson's governor.
Yes.
Okay? They set up extra seating
always used
on
to
the
do that.
Field.
Yeah, but Chase Stadium, they always used to put the extra box on the
yep.
visitor's side and the home side for the dignitaries.
Yeah, so behind home plate to the right, so first base side, they had this box with extra seats on the right.
Oh, yeah.
So I got invited to sit there.
Oh, you were in the dignitary box?
I was in the
box?
Dignitary box. So it's me, it's Boomer, it's Governor Patterson, it's, you know, and on, the Tishes. And on and on and on.
Oh, I think I remember that. Okay. Me and my dad were throwing stuff at you. I remember that. Yeah.
There's a foul ball.
Yeah.
That comes right at us. Well, I got to get this one. Right? Now, there was a guy, like the guy that built Left Rack, mm-hmm. right? All the buildings, Left Rack, you know, where Kenny Anderson grew up. He's there.
Right.
And there's another guy there whose name escapes me right now who literally is drinking hot tea. Never forget that. Boomer would remember his name. I forget his name. So there's a foul ball. Now we're in, there's folding chairs, like picnic folding chairs. So if you hit a folding chair wrong, that chair is going to fold up on you and go over. So I lean over. I kind of push Governor Patterson out of the way. He was blind.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't see it anyway.
You're pushing the legally blind governor out of the way?
He had no idea the ball's coming. He can't see.
So you're protecting him?
Sure. Yeah, I went with that too. So, Mr. Governor, look out! And I lean over. The chair folds up. I fall over the chair, miss the ball, and land with my head in Mrs. Tisch's lap.
What was her reaction?
She's a very attractive woman.
And what was her reaction?
She was very cool about it all.
Really?
Invited me to a cocktail party the next weekend at their house. I thought maybe something was going on, to be honest, at the time. I quickly learned that it wasn't.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
I'd love to know how you learned something wasn't going on.
When I got the call from Steve saying, we're doing construction, there's no cocktail party. And Boomer goes, yeah, there is. And I will say on a personal level, Steve Tisch and his family were very, very kind to my foundation. I consider him a friend and just a really good guy and a great family. I made one mistake with him in my lifetime. I'll tell you a quick story. So he invited me to have lunch with him at like this really bougie place. There's like a restaurant inside Barney's. At like the top floor of Barney's, it's where rich people eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me to lunch, and I forgot about the lunch. So I get a call from his secretary. Lunch is at 1 o'clock. It's 1:30. Hey, Craig, it's so-and-so. Steve's there. Are you close? And I'm like, for what? And then all of a sudden, panic sets in. Barney's is on like 60th and 5th or something.
Bad.
I live in Tribeca.
Oh, you're dead.
Yeah.
It's already 1:30.
I'm already a half hour late.
Yeah.
I go, bad traffic. I'm only 5 blocks away. I get there at 2:15, and he's sitting there by himself.
Oh, he must have been pissed.
Oh, yeah. Still waiting for me. All right?
Who would wait over an hour?
I walk into the restaurant, and by the grace of God, Jeff Gordon, the car racing guy, happens to be in there, also sitting by himself. I come in, I see Steve, he's not thrilled with me, and he goes, Jeff Gordon. I go, you want to meet him? Right? He goes, you know Jeff Gordon? I go, oh, yeah, yeah, he's on the show all the time, right? He goes, be great. You know, I love whatever it was. I'm like, no problem. So I go over to Jeff Gordon's table, and I sit down in the empty seat. Meanwhile, he wasn't alone. His wife was in the bathroom. She comes out and goes, who are you? And I go, Jeff, I need a favor. I go, Steve Tisch is over there. Lowe's Hotels, owns the Giants, it's not. I go, I'm an hour late for lunch. I need you to come over and say, hey, Craig. Hey, Steve. Yo, good to see you. He goes, you got it. No problem. As soon as I'm done with lunch. All right? We eat lunch. Lunch is like an hour and a half. Jeff Gordon slow played that lunch. He never got up. I'm coming up with things to talk to Steve Tisch about, delaying the exit, because Gordon said he'd come over and say, hey, Craig, nice to see you, Steve Tisch, whatever, right? Gordon never got up.
Oh.
Yeah, he must have like a 5-hour lunch.
And you think he did that on purpose?
Well, of course he did.
He knew. He's like, the longer this goes, I can run the clock out.
Yeah, so as we're walking out, I'm like, yeah. So anyway, that's my dumb Steve Tisch. But very nice guy. And I don't know how I got in that story, but there you go.
Because I asked you, how many owners do you know in New York since you know Ledecky?
I know a lot of them, but not all of them. Not all of them. Here's Dean in Asbury Park. Dean, what's going on, buddy? Oh, hi,
hey,
Dean.
What's up,
kiddo?
Hold on one second. Sorry.
No, don't let us hold you up. What, do you have a big Bob Holden concert down there today?
So my point I wanted to make, just to throw a couple of facts at you. You can take them for however you want.
Okay.
So through 38 games of Jones, 41 games of Eli in their first 3 years.
I have no interest in that line of conversation whatsoever. Oh, you're breaking up. So sorry, buddy. Dean, call back as soon as you can, man. I don't know what happened there.
What would even the point be? That was better.
Don't.
No, I'm answering.
Save it for Sal. No interest. Thank you. Here's Mike. Mike's in New Jersey. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey guys, how you doing? Love
good.
The show.
Thank you.
So I got two things. One about the Yankees. If they don't sign Luke Voit moving forward to that extension, do you think it's possible they can, make a way for Matt Olson? Because I haven't really heard it a lot.
Yeah, I think they want to trade for Matt Olson because the A's are going to have a fire sale, but it's going to cost a lot in prospects because Matt Olson's a good under control player. That's why.
Absolutely. Do you think he's more of at the deadline type player, depending on where they?
I mean, it's interesting because the Oakland A's are clearly rebuilding. They're clearly blowing it up. And Matt Olson right now, I think he's 2 years away from free agency. So you've got him under control for a few years. there isn't necessarily a rush for the A's to trade him, but they're clearly moving in a direction where they're blowing it all up. Matt Chapman's going to be available too. So I think they're going to be open for business. I think the real question is going to be how much in prospects is Brian Cashman going to be willing to pay to acquire a guy like Olson, who's a Gold Glove caliber player. He's still young. And like I mentioned, he's under team control for a few more years, which is valuable to teams, not just the Yankees, because you don't have to pay him that much.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's the guy that's out there, right? Who's the Schwarber's the guy that's out there? Yeah, a lot of people think he's going to the Phillies. Trevor Story's drawing interest, as you'd expect from a bunch of people.
But those are non-first basemen. Right. Like, Olson is the...
Oh, from a first baseman
Matt
standpoint.
Olson would be the perfect fit. He's 28 years old. He's a Gold Glover. He's a lefty. He's coming off one of the best years of his career. He'd be great. I think Yankee fans would be ecstatic if they traded for Matt Olson. But again, it's a trade. Now, very interesting, because you may not know this. Brian Cashman and the Oakland A's could talk right now. They could talk trade at this moment. There is no rule against that. So the trade market's going to percolate during this lockout. Now, I'm not saying there's going to be a reported deal, because no deal can officially be made till the lockout is over.
Sure.
But these conversations are probably going to happen because there's no rule against it. So when you call in and talk about trades, that really isn't being frozen, because the right. conversations can happen. Conversations with agents are not allowed.
So you could have a million conversations regarding trades.
Yeah.
And then obviously the day that the lockout is settled, you could have a flurry of deals announced.
And let's be logical about this. If you're David Frost and Brian Cashman, why wouldn't you be talking?
First, you'd have to know who David Frost is. He's the GM of the Oakland A's, for those of you that are not in the know.
That was good by you.
You know, I figured out since he plays for the A's that Frost was probably their GM. See how I deduce that?
I like that.
5 o'clock, the greasy blame poll's coming out. Who is Evan going to blame and for what? Who am I going to blame and for what? Who are you going to blame and for what? That's all coming up, as it does every Friday. Hey, real quick, do you guys have the Brian Kelly audio? For those of you who have not heard it yet, before I even tell you what it is, because there is some debate as to how aggressive he came across here. Brian Kelly leaves Notre Dame. He's the LSU head coach. He gets introduced to LSU, to the fan base, and gave a little speech. Does he or does he not invent a Southern accent while giving his speech? Let's hear.
Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet.
Yes.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family. And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
I mean, come on. Happy, is that a question? Are we debating this?
Sounded to me like you put an accent on.
You Woo! Think so?
That sounded to me.
I mean, on the scale of 1 to 10.
Y'all come over. My family is so excited to be in Louisiana State University. We are going to win a lot of football games. Coach, how come you didn't sound like that when you were at Notre Dame? I wasn't allowed to be my true self. I am a Southerner at heart.
Yeah.
I'm here with my family.
Except he's from Massachusetts.
I am not from Massachusetts any more than Alec Baldwin's wife is from Massachusetts. Oh, she is? Then I better drop the fake accent. I'm in Cayenne country.
No one actually thinks this wasn't a fake accent, right?
It's like Madonna talking British.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right, Lev?
Hillary Clinton used to do this when she was running for office, where you invent an accent of where you're campaigning. And she's not the only one, but I use her as an example.
So it changes city to city?
Oh, my God. And a lot of politicians do it, and it's so noticeable. But right. This one, this is a 9.7.
My family was so excited to see crawfish on the menu last night. We went gator hunting. You may notice I'm wearing a pair of boots from the gator we caught last night. Oh, yeah. Justin Wilson is my favorite chef. Onion. I eat onion on everything with Cajun sauce. I'm Brian. Brian Kelly's the whitest non-Southerner in America today.
Yeah.
Oh, my family loves Louisiana. Shut up. Like, he's become such a, like, clown.
What do you think the people...
And he's a great... I'm not saying he's not a great coach,
but... tremendous coach, but what do the people think of that down there?
Oh, we love him.
You think those in the Bay Area think this is great?
You know what it is?
They don't see through this?
Yeah, of course they do.
But they don't care?
Well, no, they're busy... Well, I gotta stop.
Well, what are you gonna say?
Nothing. I'm not saying nothing. Listen, they want to win football games. I think Ed Orgeron... is more their speed.
No, I agree they want
to win. But you can't try to have sex with pregnant married women at gas stations.
Let me ask you this. Max Scherzer just signed with the New York Mets. If Max Scherzer on his Zoom call said, forget about it, New York, I'm here, what's up? Bing bong.
That would have been awesome. If he dropped the bing bong, I would have fallen in love.
So
I would have been a Met fan.
How would we have taken that?
In all seriousness,
we would have been like, come on, dude. Like, and he wasn't even as a joke. Like, he continued the entire time. Like, you know, I thought about places. Like, the whole time, he's putting on a fake New York accent.
Yeah, we would have called him on it.
We would have called him on it.
Yeah, would have, rubbed up against him as a Met fan.
Of course.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Y'all, listen, he didn't drop a y'all in there, though, did he? The day he drops a y'all... That's it. It's a wrap.
Right.
He ain't going nowhere else. It is a total wrap. Y'all, or if he gives you one of these, honey child. Honey child, my biscuits are the best biscuits in all of Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Yeah. Oh, Louisiana. But I eat gator and onion. I eat jambalaya. I like okra. I'm Brian Kelly. I'm the new head coach of Louisiana State University. Mama always told me. Like, you know, the Adam Sandler's Waterboy thing is coming back up in a minute now, right? Anyway, 5 o'clock blame poll. Get ready for it. 877-337-6666. Did you happen to see last night? I know you may not have seen it, Evan. The heated exchange between Julius Randle and Evan Fournier?
Yeah, because I went home and rewatched the Knicks game. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
I did the same thing.
I'm a sick man.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't do it, though.
No, I went back and watched every second of that game.
I did because the Knicks lost, and I got to tell you, I have a sick love of watching that. And then when I was done, I started listening to Knick Fan's podcast, specifically Knick Fan TV, to hear them cry. I really love that.
That's what you do when you went home?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Well, no, I talked to my wife for 20 minutes.
Did you talk to your wife?
Of course I do. I love my wife, but she falls asleep, and then I go to town on enjoying that Nick loss. So, yeah, I saw them yelling at each other. I actually don't think it's a big deal personally, but I did see them yelling at each other. But go ahead.
Did you ask your father to make you gator bites tonight? Honey, child, if I could just have some fried alligator tonight, that would be fantastic. No, so they were asked about it afterwards because it was obvious. You know, they were MFing each other. It seemed like it.
Yeah.
And I thought... Julius Randle actually had a very good explanation, right? Without saying what the fight was about, he said, I think that was very clear communication between us.
He's right.
Like, I heard what he said, he heard what I said. There was no confusion.
Like, the NBA is the ultimate team sport, right? You're going to call out your teammate when they mess up. Like, remember when Evan Fournier hit the game-tying three against the Nets? Remember
that? Yeah.
James Harden effed up. He did.
Yes, he didn't come around the screen.
He didn't come around the screen. They should have switched because Bruce Brown couldn't fight. Either way, James Harden missed the assignment. When that play was done, Kevin Durant sent out with him and told him what he thought.
Yep.
It would be a disservice to your team if you don't call out, especially as a leader. And whether you like it or not, whether you trust him or not, the leader of the New York Knicks is Julius Randle. He's your guy. And he's going to be the guy, again, whether you like it or not, who's going to have to hold teammates accountable. So I think it's a great thing, and I don't think we should freak out about it.
Yeah, well, as soon as he gives up the ball in the last 2 minutes of a game that we're winning, I haven't come back from down 20, he can be the leader.
He did, and then Derrick Rose missed an open three. Blame him.
Yeah, after the fact. After the fact.
Well, that was one possession later, no, yes.
Yeah, after the fact. Yeah, don't act like I didn't see it. It was after the fact.
No, I'm just giving you an example of him giving up the ball in less than 2 minutes
ago. Once he blew the game.
Yes.
Yeah, once he blew the game.
If Derrick Rose hits that three, they go up by one.
Yeah, but he'd already blown the game.
I'm just saying.
Oh, and I was just waxing poetic about him being a pretty good free throw shooter down the
stretch.
Well,
not really.
How many did he miss?
Too many. Back to back.
Oh, that's right. He missed them both.
I'm not defending him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.